the former leader of the Green Party. Make some noise for Natalie! Well, hello, People's Assembly! Didn't we just have a great march through the streets of Birmingham? We took back the streets! And you know what? We're the People's Assembly. I could say a coalition, the People's Coalition. There's so many people here, so many banners here, so many great causes. Let's have a cheer for the free education people. Let's have a cheer for the people saying proper funding for further education. And I can't see you all individually. Let's have a cheer for all the unions here fighting for workers' rights. We're saying we want to get the private sector, private profit out of our NHS. And then there's the anti-fracking people. Well done. So that's what we're doing here. But what we're really here for is to send a message about the Tories. And you know what? Theresa May has inherited, and I say inherited because she wasn't elected to anything at all. She wasn't elected by anybody. Her party won the support of only 24% of eligible voters in the last election. That's not a democracy. What we need in Britain is a democracy. But what she's inherited is a poison chalice. Just think of the problem she's got. I'm not asking you to feel sympathy for her, that'd be going too far. But think of the problem. She's got a Tory party splitting apart at the seams. This morning, Anna Soubry attacking her on Brexit. This morning, we've got Ken Clark attacking her again. There's attacks from within the Tories. They are a split, divided, broken Tory party. We need to keep talking about they're divided, they're not together, they're failed. And the reason they're failed is because their political philosophy, call it neoliberalism, call it neo-thatcherism, has fallen apart. It's clearly failed. And you know what? Yesterday, we all had a victory. The work capability assessment, that dreadful abuse of ill and disabled people, they've had to water it down. And so, it's not because the Tories have suddenly grown a heart. I promise you not. It's because all of you, people like disabled people against the cuts, all the great campaigners, everyone who backed them, said we're not going to take this abuse of disabled people, of ill people in our community, and they've been forced to back down. It's a victory. Let's celebrate that victory. So we've got another job as well as highlighting the Tories. What we've got to do is paint a picture of a better society. A society that works for the common good within our environmental limits. What we have to do is offer people hope. Because one thing that's really clear is things are not going to continue as they are. Where we are now is not stable. With so many people struggling to put food on the table, keep a roof over their head. Our society, our economy, the way we treat our environment, our politics, they're all broken. And we, all of us, the people on the streets of Birmingham, the people of Britain, we can build a new Britain, a better Britain, a Britain that works for all of us. So let's paint that picture, a picture of a society with jobs that you can build a life on. A real living wage for everybody, not George Osborne's folk living wage. Warm, comfortable, affordable, the heat homes for everybody. Community-owned energy, benefits for everyone who needs it. Let's focus on how bad the Tories are, but also let's focus on how good things can be. We can build a better society. Let's do that. Thank you all.